I'm not sure it could. They say.
Okay, we're back. Michael Herzog with the American Awakening coming up the second hour. I've got my special guest, Ralph Winterode, on the line, who has succeeded in telling me that there's three different governments, and I've given a POA, or power of attorney, over to Congress, and I'm not sure how many of those governments I gave it to, but I'm in deep trouble here. Ralph, this is a short segment coming up, but you want to explain to me how many governments I've given the power of attorney to?
Well, that's a good question. I can tell you one of them is that in this fictitious status, Congress has created a government outside of the Constitution, and the Supreme Court ruled that right after the turn of the century. We have two governments, one inside and one outside.
Okay.
And what's amazing, it's not unconstitutional for Congress to grant benefits if I choose to accept. It's not unconstitutional. They can grant Social Security, and I can sign up for it. But what they don't tell me is that I've surrendered my inalienable rights. They've created this fictional world called the administrative state. They don't tell me, but then I have no remedy of any courts like I read out of Babcock. That's scary. I don't have any courts to go to when I have a remedy, when I have a problem.
Right. Well, you know, when I remember, I mean, we volunteered into this system by, you know, our parents telling us, well, you know, you got to go get a Social Security card when you go to work. And I did that when I was 16. Nobody ever said I didn't have to. They always told me I had to get one to go to work. But then,
absolutely.
And then when you get one, then they don't tell you any way to get out of it.
Well, see, there's another thing that I'm going to work up. Imagine going to some large company and saying, now, I want to go to work. Now, you want me to surrender my fundamental rights. You want me to become a racist. Because only, the only people that can have the same rights as a white citizen to go to work for you. That's what they're demanding. When you go to any of these big companies, or even the small ones, everybody says, sign up, you got to do this, you got to become a, quote, employee for an employer. And you must sign up to the IRS. And then what is the IRS? The IRS says, well, we are just like the mafia. If you want to have this, quote, benefit, where you got to pay money. We're the enforcement arm. It's protection money you're paying. You give us 30% of what your sweat equity. And then we may not prosecute you civilly or criminally. And if you don't, well, we may come take your property, or we may prosecute you criminally, which is, by the way, is prosecuted under Title 42, 1988. And in 1948, they moved the vindication of civil and criminal stuff out of the, quote, out of the court side and put it out in the open where we could all see it in 1948.
What were you
saying? That's in Title 42, 1988, criminal and civil prosecution for vindication, to remove from being suspect.
Okay, when you say the privilege, you talk about the privilege of going to work for an employer, signing a W-4 form, and, trading my labor for, an equal value, which is, compensation. That's a privilege?
Quote, employer is saying, you must surrender your fundamental rights. You must claim to be a citizen of the United States because you must claim to be an individual.
I see. So if you go the other route and you claim to be a citizen of the United States of America and a citizen of Texas, and you go into an employer and say, well, I'm not this, then they're not going to employ you.
That's right. And that's why we need to then get people knowledgeable and then sue these guys, because imagine that a large company says you must surrender your fundamental rights, of which all the people have died and fought for in this country. And then you're declaring that I'd be a racist to go to work for you?
And they
what's going to start changing some of this stuff. As soon as people understand it and can articulate it, and then I've got the proof of it.
Right, and they force you into this position because if you don't comply with what it is that they're putting forward, they will not let you work there.
That's what they do today. Anybody that is doing this, I lost a company that was grossing $2 million. My wife divorced me, not because of that work. We get along great friends, just because of the stress of all these troopers pounding on me and that when she witnessed one of them get me down. By the way, I did win at the Ninth Circuit. I'm going to get in that guy's pocket.
All right, let me stop you there. Quick break, then we got a long segment. Ralph, stick with me. Ralph Winterode, my guest, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, CN3, republicbroadcasting.org, and that rhymes.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Back, Michael Herzog with the American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Got my special guest Ralph Winterroad on the line. I'm going to open up the phone lines at 800-313-9443. And Ralph, it looks like I've got a caller on the line. It says Counter Notary - Penn Republic. Is that caller online?
Yes, Michael.
Okay, and that's how you want to be referred to?
Well, I am David Clarence.
Okay.
Who I am, but I am a notary, a county notary on the land of the Pennsylvania Republic.
I see.
Thank you for taking my call.
Not a problem. You have a question for Ralph?
Yes, you have my friend Ralph Winterroad on today.
Okay.
I call Ralph a friend because he's been sharing his research with me since, what is it, Ralph, back in the 1990s?
It's been a long time.
Yeah. So I'm a national, Ralph. I'm not a citizen of the nation Pennsylvania.
Well, I would tend to, I'll tell you what, where I go is what I can prove, and a national is not anybody. Let me give you the real construct, a real short overview of the construct of what's really going on. The original... The people that were there when our Constitution of the Republic was done, they did a contract called a constitution, organic constitution.
Were those the people of that they referred to themselves as we the people of the United States?
That was prior to that. They already had their own individuals in the original states. They already had those, and they had a organic constitution, and the amendments were always outside. Now, we get confused today because they call constitutions, and I've got the original books on this, they were the Constitution of Pennsylvania, not the Constitution of the State of Pennsylvania. Now, an organic constitution is a contract of the people. This is what we're going to give you, a limited delegation to the government. And our access to that contract is called a citizen of Pennsylvania. Now, the people that can exercise on that, the office, the powers that we've granted is called an office. And it has to be either be granted by the Constitution or the legislature. Now, to enter that office, to exercise those powers over us, they must, number one, have a oath of office. They must either have a certificate of election, which from the qualified electors, which we says we will allow you to do this, then you have to do the oath of office, or you must have a civil commission, which has to have the seal of the state of Pennsylvania on it, and it also has to have the signature, probably, of the governor that is authorized to appoint you to, quote, what's called a public, you're a public officer of Pennsylvania. Okay? Now,
We have a little easier for us here because the original signatories to the Declaration of Independence and the Articles of Confederation were all described as being from Pennsylvania, and that's the land. And then they created a constitution that is titled the Constitution for the Commonwealth or State of Pennsylvania.
Commonwealth is good, sir.
Is the Commonwealth is the corporation. It's the government operating here, infesting the land with the barflies.
Every constitution has to have a fictional status because it doesn't exist. I mean, we're making it, but how we control it is we have a limited delegation, and the only way you can access is being a citizen of Pennsylvania. I mean, I don't even want to guess how many times that's been ruled on. The only way you can access it, there is no such thing as a national of Pennsylvania. You can't prove
it. Certainly there is. There's a national of every other nation. I bump into Germans and Frenchmen and such people, Canadians, and they recognize that they are nationals of the nation that they come from. I ask them that.
But the problem is that they're not the sovereigns as like we are in our country. That's the problem.
Oh, I'm a sovereign, sir. I'm actually occupying the land.
Well, that's what I'm telling you.
I'm referred to in the original 1776 Constitution for the Commonwealth or State as a freeman.
That's absolutely true. There also was called official bond, and you have to be a freeholder to enter the office. That's the other thing that I was going to get to there, is that when you enter the office, if you are anybody like the sheriff or anybody that affects my life, liberty, or pursuit of happiness, you have to post an official bond. It's still in Alaska. There's nobody that has one. It requires two sureties by a freeholder of some property for your performance. It's a performance bond. This is what makes you honest, is when you put your assets up, your private assets up for performance. Then we are going to have somebody in, quote, public office that's going to obey the law. Because if they don't, then I can attach their bond and take their property. Mm-hmm. This is the way the whole system was set up. It's still there.
There's no bonds out there in the territories or Alaska because they were the former territories here in the former 13 colonies. Most of these officials have a bond. Some of them are just a group bond by a surety company, but most of the primary, like county row officers and such, they actually have individual surety bonds on their oath of office.
Well, what you want to look, they have those too. I got the insurance policy. You know what it says? It's an employee dishonesty bond so that the employee does not steal from the state of Alaska. It's for the benefit of the state of Alaska and not for the benefit of the citizen of Alaska or the people of Alaska. Got to get the insurance policy and read the fine print.
It's not for the benefit of the citizen, but the national of Alaska it surely is, because
the government of Alaska
is actually a trust that's set up for the benefit and the protection of the nationals, the sovereigns.
There is no such thing as the National of Alaska. Number one, Alaska is not even one of the several states. That's easily proven because, first of all, the territory of Alaska has no boundaries, neither does the state of Alaska. There's no boundaries. It's a total fiction. We came along so late, we never even got a smell of the several states.
Okay.
Yeah,
listen,
thank you.
David, right. I thank you for your input. I'm going to have to let you go. I got other callers, okay? But thank you for calling in, buddy. All right. Let's go to Jason in Texas. Jason, you're on with Ralph and Michael.
Yes, hi. I just caught part of your show, but I've been looking into things like Social Security numbers and those types of things.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any source of information as far as getting rid of the Social Security card or Social Security number, getting back out of all that?
Ralph?
Yeah, the only way that I'm going to be doing this, the only way that I can see to do this is you have to take an oath of allegiance to your country, put it into the public record, and put your status into the public record, and then take these guys on. But you have to be able to understand it and articulate it, and that's one of the things that I'm working on with the citizen of the United States to conclusively prove I am not a citizen of the United States. I owe allegiance to my country. I mean, you can go to the people.
Would I have to do that at all? I mean, when I got my Social Security card, I was 9 or 10 years old. I wasn't even 18. I don't know how I could legally be bound by that or enter into that type of a contract as a minor.
Well, you can't. Welcome to the land of Oz, because they do this.
I'd like to find out about getting my Social Security withholding back from all these years now.
Yeah, Ralph, let me interject here. I think that is very curious, and I'm wondering if there is some legality to exploring that, because, just like Jason, when I got my Social Security card, I was only 16. I was not illegal. I was not of age, of contractual age. Is there something to that?
Yeah, absolutely. There's no way you can hold it to it, but see, you're in the land of Oz. That's the problem we got. No, there's no way, because look at the mothers that get around. They at the birth, when they have the birth certificate, they have to have a Social Security number from the mother.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, that comes from the Unwed Mothers Act of 1921. So they get a birth certificate. They want the maiden name of the like you're a bastard of the mother on there. Then they have to have her Social Security number, and then they say, "Oh, would you like to give a Social Security number here to your child?" Well, of course, as soon as you have the Social Security number or the marriage license, it automatically goes over. You're in the child enforcement welfare, folks. So they've already trapped you in the child. What you've done, the mother unknowingly has just sold the birthright of her child.
Yes, I know. I've explored that. I've gone down that rabbit hole on the law as far as who actually owns your child, and it's not you.
Well, we do. If you've been listening to the show, as soon as you assert your birthright and get it back and leave the fictional world of the land of Oz for the citizens of the United States, where Congress controls everything, they granted you a fictitious status,
right,
which the Supreme Court says they can't do. But it's not unconstitutional. They can offer you anything. Just
right.
Accept.
Right. I understand that. Jason, you have more input?
Well, like I said, I just had a quick question also, because like I said, I just caught part of the show.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't really hear that much. What is your website, or do you have a book or something that I could access?
Well, I have a website. I have three emails. I have you go to JUSBELLI.com. I haven't updated it for about a year because I don't know how to do that. I've got somebody that's going to start doing it, but I have three emails you can get on to, or you can email me at Ralph, R-A-L-P-H, at Just Belly, J-U-S, and it's like ringing a bell, BELLI.com. And I also have a one for $120 that you can donate, and you get attachments. I put out attachments on a lot of the stuff that I post, so you can actually see it, and you don't have to look it up.
Well, and also, let me insert this, Jason. What Ralph is neglecting to tell you is he also has a show on RBN three nights a week, starting at 7 p.m. Central, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So you may want to tune in to him.
Sure, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thanks.
All
right,
hey, thanks, Jason. Bye. Thanks for the call. Wow. Ralph, okay, let's go back. Where were we?
This is pretty scary, isn't it?
It's so complex, Ralph, that and I don't claim, I don't claim to be the sharpest marble in the package, but but I'm not stupid, okay? And this is very complex for, I think, even the smartest individuals, because it takes a while to absorb this. Not only do you have to absorb it, you have to get it down pat and then be able to articulate it in such a way that they can't trip you up.
That's what I'm working on, is to get it written up and put out DVDs on it with a video also, but also put it out in a written form so that you can listen to me talk here's the documents, because it's like going to school, and you do not become an engineer in 5 minutes.
Right. Okay, let's take a break. Ralph, stick with me. We've got to take a break. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, republicbroadcasting.org, and 1280 shortwave, CN3.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you, from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
We're back. Michael Herzog with The American Awakening. Long segment this time. And, Ralph, we've got another caller on the line. We've got Nelson from Alaska. Nelson, go ahead. You're on with Michael and Ralph.
Hey, Michael. Hi, Ralph.
Hey.
I had a question. It's dealing with a driver's license issue or something like that. You have to swear under the penalties of perjury that you're a U.S. citizen. What would happen if you contacted the state and said, define what a United States or U.S. citizen is so that I can sign it without perjuring myself?
That's a good question. And it's amazingly, I'm telling you, these people are laughing at us. The driver's license is mandatory under Title 42, United States Code 666, number 13, number 2. Is that hilarious?
Yeah.
I mean, 666, first of all. And then it's number 13 and then number 2. Yeah, I'll go to the bathroom with this one. I mean, it's unbelievable. These guys are hee-hawing us. And you must have a Social Security number.
I know, but they ought to, if they want you to swear that you are one, they ought to be willing to define what that is.
And they won't do it. I actually have the...
I want to drive, but, you know, I really don't want to commit perjury, so I'd like to know what I'm swearing to.
I have the head of DMV on video. I went over there, and he said, if you leave all my people alone, You ask me any question, and I'll answer. I got a video of this, Dwayne Bannick. And I asked him, I said, well, they've said that my pickup is private property. It's not a commercial, so it's private property. So I said, okay, do you have a driver's license for non-commercial? And he looked it up, and he said, you know what? We don't. It's only for commercial motor vehicles.
So they don't have any regulations for non-commercial?
Well, they have no statutes and no regulations for a non-commercial driver's license, because a driver license, I've done extensive work in all that, and all of that all goes back. It's strictly for commercial motor vehicles. And the other issue is that when you get out of your, quote, commercial motor vehicle and you get in your Corvette, they want to be able to ticket you and license you so that they can keep control of you when you get back into your commercial motor vehicle.
Well, may I insert something here, fellas? And that brings up another question. You know, when you get issued a title by the Bureau of Motor Vehicles, and I don't want to get off topic here, but it's not a title. It's a certificate of title, which to me...
You just brought up a real important point, and it's in every one of the state. It's in their commerce code. It'll be under something, .505. A registered owner is a debtor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And it'll point right up to something, .311, which then goes right back over into your registration and stated very simply, as soon as you registered, you become a debtor, the state becomes a secured party, and they're collateralizing all of your property, and this is the game that they play down the road.
So what they're saying when you're collateralizing the property, you're becoming a debtor to them for what, license taxes on an annual basis or something of that nature?
In commerce, you have signed over that they can take your property and put it out to float bonds or whatever they do with it. I've never been able to prove, but it says right in there, they're the secured party, and you're the debtor. As soon as you're a debtor, you no longer... Yeah, you can have control of it and take care of it. It's a trust. It's like a trust. As a trustee, you can control the property, but who's the property belong to?
Well,
it belongs, called the right of property, to the beneficiary, or the person is called the equitable owner. He's the guy that actually owns the thing, and all you're doing is taking care of it for him.
So that would explain, and again, correct me if I'm wrong here, but would that not explain how a state or federal entity such as the IRS or your respective state revenue could throw a lien on a title at the Bureau of Motor Vehicles?
Absolutely, because you don't own it. It's not your stuff. Absolutely. It's been collateralized so they can get around and control it. And this is the game when they see you driving down the road and you got a tag. You say, oh, well, I'm a debtor. You're driving the state's property. So they pull up, they say, well, where's your driver's license? Because it's their stuff, and they can mandate that you have a driver's license. So you pop that out.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing they'll ask you in Alaska is, well, where's your registration? And on that, as soon as you registered, you've already proven that you're the debtor. And on there, you sign it, people don't know, and it says, I'm going to have a proof of insurance. So then they say, well, where's your proof of insurance? I wouldn't trust somebody to drive all these idiots. If I owned a car, I'd want insurance too. So then they say, where's your proof of insurance? And it's just one click, 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 click right down the road.
And the naive public doesn't have a clue.
And what I learned to do, I had 84 traffic citations in 2 years. When they pulled me over, I'd say, well, am I under arrest? They said, no. I said, well, am I free to go? No. Well, that's called a constitutional seizure. And then I invoke the rights. I don't wait for Miranda. Miranda is for the police, who is not an attorney or counselor at law, to say, well, let's see here. I don't know. Do you think we got enough evidence against old Ralph here? Yeah, we ought to Mirandize him right now. Now let's take him off to jail. I set the standard. If you don't have any authority and you have nothing to arrest me for, I want to leave. And then it's a constitutional seizure.
I see. Jason or Nelson, have you got anything else to add?
Well, I was just curious, you know, what would happen if you said, you know, I've got to drive, but I really don't want to commit perjury. So you drive without a license, and then they give you a ticket for not having one, and you go to court and present your case that you ask them to define what a U.S. citizen is, and they just wouldn't do it, so you really couldn't sign the contract.
Well, what I found out is when I started doing these constitutional seizures, all these traffic citations, they would never go to court. I sued to go to court. I love to go to court.
Well, so would they ever take me to court?
No, they would never go. It's like this one I won at the Ninth Circuit over when they stole my car over, no, because I didn't have any tags on it. I said, I refuse to surrender my property, and they refused to prosecute. And I did everything in the world, and I went to the Ninth Circuit, and the cop got me down, Brad Nelson, and I had a bad shoulder, and basically almost fainted. I fell to the ground when he finally got through with me, And finally, the Ninth Circuit got around and said, yeah, that was excessive force.
Okay, guys, stop. Let's take a break. I got to take a break. Okay, Nelson, I'll hold you over if you like. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, on with my special guest, Ralph Winterroad. We'll be back in three. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org and 12180 Shortwave.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Long segment coming up, guys. Okay, Nelson from Alaska, closing comments for you for Ralph.
Well, I would just suggest to people before they sign under the penalties of perjury, they might send a registered letter to whoever they're, whatever they're applying for, and get them to define it and see what kind of answer they get back. I mean, that might cause people to wake up.
Well, you know, in my case, I mean, Ralph, do you drive without a license and without license plates?
Well, I have, but when I had a company, because I could afford to play with these guys, right now they've got this SR-22 insurance stuff. Mm-hmm. I got it's a long story, but I got tangled up with the natives up here, and it was another setup. I've had three stings against me, and this one took, and I've got it up on appeal. I'll end up winning it before it's over, but when August comes along, we're going to go back to no plates again and all that.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, Nelson, thank you very much for the call. Okay.
Hey, thanks.
Appreciate your input, buddy. Let's go to Phil in Florida. Phil, you're on with Michael and Ralph. Phil?
Oh, Phil. Okay. Yeah. I went through all this business over 20 years ago, and I finally had to give it up. I put too much time in county jail.
When you say this stuff, you're talking about the driver's license and the...
Everything, a whole shooting match. Got rid of everything by affidavit, sent copies off to the president and all the heads of departments in Washington, the governor and all the heads of the departments in the state and all that, and everything notarized, of course, but they don't pay any attention to that.
No, because we're in the same problem as it's an overthrown country right now, and it's no different than the Jew walking up to the Gestapo and saying, "Now, wait a minute, you can't do that to me." He says, "Oh, yeah, really, just watch." Yeah, and that's what they do to us. You go up to this pirate ship and you say, "Quit stealing my property. I have these fundamental rights." And they said, "Oh, really? Come with me." And they shackle you up and away you go.
That's exactly the way it works.
So
I did my damnedest to get rid of Social Security, and I couldn't do it. They refused to let me go.
So what happened to you, Phil?
So what happened was I finally got sick enough where I couldn't work anymore, and they sent me a notice that I was eligible for so many bucks a month, and I said, "Well, man, you wouldn't let me go, now pay me." So I'm sitting back collecting it.
Well, I don't know if you've been listening to the show, but we have to get to the roots of the problem, and the only way that I know is to peacefully depopulate these guys, because they're not going to turn loose. If we had another civil war, the people are so ignorant we would lose everything that those people back then have written down in our organic constitutions.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another case that I was going to bring up here. Is a really absolutely spectacular case. It's Corfield versus Coryell, and it's 1823, and it's at 6 F. CAS 546, and this is where the judge actually laid out, and this has been held by the Supreme Court, it's the only case that they've ever actually come out and started to say and articulated about the privileges and immunities of the several states. And if I could take a second here, it's about a paragraph, and I'd like to read it.
Go ahead.
It said the inquiry is, what are the privileges and immunities of the citizens of the several states? Now, that's a pretty good question. We feel no hesitation in confining these expressions to those privileges and immunities which are, in their nature, fundamental, which belong of right to the citizens of all free governments. And we have, at times, been enjoyed by the citizens of the several states which compose this union from the time of their becoming free, independent, and sovereign. They may, however, all be comprehended under the following general heads: protection by the government, the enjoyment of life and liberty, with the right to acquire and possess property of every kind, to pursue and obtain happiness and safety, subject nonetheless to such restraints as the government may justly prescribe for the general good of the whole, the right of a citizen of one state to pass through or to reside in any other state for the purposes of trade, agricultural, professional pursuits, or otherwise, to claim the benefit of the writ of habeas corpus, to institute and maintain actions of any kind in the courts of the state, to take, hold, dispose of property, either real or personal, and an exemption from higher taxes or impositions that are paid by the citizens of the state, may be mentioned as some of the particular privileges and immunities of citizens, which are clearly embraced by the general description of privileges deemed to be fundamental, to which may be added the elective franchise as regulated and established by the laws or constitution of the state in which it is to be exercised. That has been upheld by the Supreme Court, and that is not a grant from Congress. That's our inalienable rights. And there it is, lined out.
What do you say the date of that was?
1823. Are you on the Internet?
What happened in 1935?
1935, they created the Social Security Act. One of the reasons why they had to create the Social Security Act is because every time we signed, they would have to put on the document, just like the Real ID Act, they'd have to put in that you're a citizen of the United States. Well, pretty soon we might even figure it out, even being ignorant. So what they did is they created the ruse, because your signature always reverts back to your natural status. So we create this thing, oh, we're here to help you, right? we're going to solve all your problems. We'll give you this little number. You attach the number. You're not smart enough to figure out that it's for an individual, which means it's a citizen of the United States, which means that Congress controls everything that's going on in your life. So as soon as you put the number down, you've already stated, nah, I don't like those fundamental rights. I want to be one of these corporate folks here where Congress can control.
That's right. And they, you know, Roosevelt, FDR said, in politics, there are no accidents. If something happens, it was planned that way.
Well,
and that's exactly what the Great Depression, which is my time, and the Social Security Act were all about. They were part of a plan divest the white citizens of their organic citizenship.
It divests everybody.
Well,
everybody.
Already anyone not white was divested because he could not be one of the posterity. The posterity of the founders had to be white.
Well, it was white, but then Congress opened it up and says, okay, we can make it for Africans. They did that in 1870, and they kept doing it. There was nothing to make it for open to anybody. That's the way it started out, and then they changed it. But the bottom line is, and it may be a little complicated, but any time you create a fiction in law, it's called the law of mortmain, the dead hand. There has to be a seal. That's why there's always a seal with a fiction. Well, how they got around it with us, they create the fiction, but we attach our signature by putting the number down.
Which is our seal.
Which is our seal.
Right.
And that's how we say, oh, yeah, I'm the surety for this. Just come on down and pound on me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, isn't it?
Yeah, they take your car title and give you a certificate of title. They've done the same darn thing to your home.
That's right.
You have a warranty deed. You don't have an allodial title to it. Therefore, you don't own it. You only have equitable use of it as long as you pay all the taxes on it.
Right. It takes you right back to Braveheart when the king was granting a loyal title for the nobles not to do anything. I mean, nothing's changed here, okay?
Right.
Nothing's changed. They're always figuring how to keep us down, keep a boot in the back of our neck.
Well,
you know what it actually says in the Constitution of the state, quote, state of Alaska, not the Constitution of Alaska, the sovereign country. It actually says that they tax our private interest in land owned or held, which means held in trust, by the United States, the state, or some government. They tax our private interest in government in land held by the government or owned by the government.
Well, all these properties, your automobiles, your boats, your motorhomes, your house, anything you own that's worth a hoot is all held in trust for the Federal Reserve to pay them off.
Yeah.
Well,
it's
a complicated mess, but you're correct because it's in every state, right in the UCC, in the commercial side.
All right, well,
to the debtor, and they're the secured party.
Tell you what, Phil, thank you so much for your input, buddy, and thanks for the call. I got to let you go. Got another caller online. Okay, keep listening, and hopefully we can figure this out. Let's go to Dave in Arkansas. Dave, you're on the line with Michael and Ralph.
Hello, Michael and Ralph.
How you doing, buddy?
Okay.
I'm doing good. How you doing, Dave?
Hey, Ralph. Sure good to hear you. Good, buddy. Well, I just got off the phone with a man who's 89 years old and has been one of the staunchest patriots this country's ever seen. Ralph Borazuski. He's the author of The Constitution That Never Was, How the American People Have Been Conned by Lawyers. It's a very important book.
That's a prophetic statement, how the American people have been conned by lawyers.
Right.
And it's pretty easy to believe, too. Go ahead.
Well, this book is a must-read for anybody that wants to find some kind of remedy.
Mm-hmm.
It truly is. His last name is spelled Borysewski.
Okay.
Put that in your search engine and
all right. What was his first name again? It was Ralph?
Ralph.
Ralph,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, his book's only $10. My goodness. He publishes them himself, by the way.
Right. All right, give me the name of the book. It was How the American...
The Constitution That Never Was.
Okay.
And he also has a 26-page little pamphlet entitled Treason.
Uh-huh.
That is big time amazing as well.
Okay.
Ralph, we got to find remedy, bud.
Well, I just gave out one of the remedies, and getting back to the word lawyer, that means assistant to counsel attorneys. And how they did that little trick is they started the bar associations, and they have something called the Professional Code of Conduct, which is in about 44 states right now. And what that does is it binds the, quote, attorney, not the counselor at law, that is his highest allegiance in Alaska. They have to take an affidavit to support it so they can keep him from getting out of control. And there are only certain things that they are allowed to do in the courtrooms. And if it's not in that professional code of conduct, they can't do it. They right can't challenge the judge. They can't do these things because they'll lose their bar card. And they'll be disciplined. And it says right in there, even in the judicial code in Alaska, it says the judge is the arbiter of facts and law. The jury is all a ruse.
Well, one thing we must do, and it's a real must, I think, Ralph, is that we must begin learning how to impanel the grand jury without the prosecutor in attendance.
That is one of the things that I'm going to be exploring, even though those people in there are clueless. But see how they get people, how they get us convicted. It's like the IRS. And you can go on my homepage and go up under ACLA. It's under A, which is the Annotated Compiled Laws of Alaska. We have no adversarial preliminary examination where the party has to come in under oath, get on the stand, and then be queried to say, okay, well, what evidence do you have here that there's been a crime committed? And if it's a misdemeanor, requires firsthand knowledge from that person, then he becomes a private prosecutor. And how it works, and it's all lined out in the 1949 Code of Alaska, then what's supposed to happen is you can cross-examine the person that is your accuser. You can even bring in a witness or two if you choose. You also are allowed to, if you want to make a comment, in your own defense, and the judge will say, are you sure you really want to say this? Because this is going to be used against you. And then if you do, that does. And then the judge makes an independent determination for probable cause to go to indictment to the grand jury. Well, in the IRS stuff, there's no affidavits. There's no anything. All of a sudden, you're just in the grand jury starts. Well, the grand jury is inquisitorial. There
right
is no right to appear before the grand jury because the issue, how the system's supposed to work, is that the adversarial system precedes the inquisitorial, which means there are two sides to a story, not one, so that when the grand jury sees it, they say, oh, well, by golly, Ned, I don't know, maybe Dave, we need to bring Dave in here and get his story.
Exactly.
Right.
Where is the evidence of the complaint?
Well, what they've done is they've bypassed it, and then and the judge actually tipped me off. A judge is on my email list. He said what they've done is they've moved the preliminary examination out of the legislative venue in the law, and they moved it into a rule of court. It's in Rule 5 and 5.1. So I went down here to in Anchorage, and I had there's actually some attorneys like see this change. They call it pre-indictment hearings, and I went down and looked at it. I said, where's the preliminary examination? And this attorney, he's a high-powered guy in Alaska, said, we don't do those. You're never going to see one. He says, I can't ask for it.
Well, as Ralph points out in his book, by golly, it's these attorneys that have usurped all power, destroyed the separation of powers because they control the legislative, the executive, and the judicial.
We're the ones that's allowed them to do that. The problem is us. Look in the mirror. It's us. And until we reassert our fundamental rights and say, no, I'm not doing this.
That was part of the process of the dumbing down in the public fool systems. That was part of that process.
Well, you know what, guys? It sounds to me like, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but it sounds to me like the whole system, as far as the attorneys are concerned, is nothing but show. Because, you know, these guys, for example, these tax trials with Irwin Schiff and Dick Simcannon and so forth, I mean, they don't allow the evidence. If the evidence were allowed into the courtroom, then those guys would be walking the street right now.
Okay. Well, look at Rule 16.
Ralph.
It's in the federal. They withhold evidence. In Rule 16A in Alaska, it says, we will not allow evidence. We're going to withhold evidence to protect the police, for effective law enforcement, protect the state of Alaska, protect the judges and the attorneys. Now, why would they need protection in a trial by jury?
Ralph, would you agree that in both the cases mentioned, Simcannon and Schiff, that the majority of their problem lie in their failure to correct their status from
citizen? Status is the source of the problem, but when they get you in there, you have to understand Let me give you a real good example of that's on my homepage, too, and you can actually see this. Child custody. You go into that courtroom on a child custody issue. Do you know that behind the scenes, the child enforcement folks have a contract with the Alaska court system for performance for the judge? They have a contract with the Department of Law that represents the enforcement. They have a contract with the cop. They have a contract with the guardian. These people all have, they're called cooperative agreements. They all have private law contracts behind the scenes for a already outcome to be put in front. And you go in and say, oh, yeah, I'm going to get justice. Hey, the judge is bought and paid for. And then his decision goes down to Region 10 Social Security Director in Seattle, and if they don't like his decision, they take money away from the child enforcement folks, which takes it away from the Alaska court system. Now, in 2003 or 4, somewhere, they made almost $500,000.
Right. Well, you know, in those cooperative agreements, they're nothing more than done in stealth and in secret. Where is the transparency of law anymore?
Well, the reason why they're there is because they are private, and they're private law. There is no government, so they have to get around and actually have agreements. They got to have contractual agreements behind the scenes, and the federal, quote, agencies mandate separation of powers be broken, that the judge side has to have a contract with the, quote, the executive side. Does that sound like a problem?
Okay.
Yeah,
okay, guys, we're going to have to go to break. Listen, Dave, I'm going to have to let you go. We've got a break coming up. We've got 4 minutes left. We've got another caller on the line, and I want some closing thoughts from you, Ralph. So, again, I appreciate it, Dave, okay? And keep listening. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, republicbroadcasting.org, and 12180 Shortwave. We'll be back in 3 with George from Florida.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
I'm not ready. All right, we're back for the final segment. Michael Herzog with the American Awakening coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. We have my special guest, Ralph Winterroad. Got 4 minutes left. I got George from Florida. I'm going to give you two, and then I'm going to get some closing thoughts from Ralph. Go ahead, George.
How you doing?
Doing fine. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, I got a question. I have a friend who's fighting with the family courts because he's dealing with the Child Protection Services. He's demanding a jury trial because the state ain't got nothing on him. I mean, he ain't criminally charged or nothing, and, you know, he's trying to get a trial by jury. I mean, I served on a jury, and I seen government corruption where the judge and the prosecutor tried to sway the jury, and both times when I was on a jury, we acquitted because we saw the corruption in the courtroom. And is there any case law saying a jury trial cannot be denied to anybody?
Well, let me tell you what's going on. I actually happen to be working with somebody in Florida right now. Is they have cooperative agreements. The Department of Revenue of Florida has a cooperative agreement with 62 sheriffs, the counties of every sheriff, and they have a cooperative agreement with the Florida court system. And to date here, it's been over a week, and they're refusing to cop these up because that shows that unequivocally that judge is not an independent judge. He's bought and paid for it. Now, the reason why they can get away with this is because Congress, and to get this these cooperative agreements to get the money, you have no right to a trial by jury because you've opted for a fictitious status. All this child custody stuff is all under Title 4D, which is the Social Security, which is strictly for citizens of the United States.
Yeah, I mean, one thing for people whining about going to jury, I have to say jury duty is probably one of the most important duties anybody ever have to do. Because they were the veto power against corrupt government.
See, the problem is I don't get invited to juries. I can't sit on a jury, and I can never sit on a jury because we've already had people go in up here, and they start off, first of all, with, like, on the grand jury, everybody here is a citizen of the United States. The guy goes up, and she turns the mic off, and he says, no, I'm not a citizen of the United States. I'm a citizen of one of the several states, and I'm a citizen of Alaska and a citizen of the United States of America. She says, I can't use you. That was Judge Cutler. She says, please get out of my courtroom, and all these other people are sitting there like, what did he just do?
Okay, listen, George, I'm going to have to let you go. I got less than 2 minutes. Thank you so much for calling in and giving your input here, okay? I want to take the last minute and let you give some closing thoughts. I'm real curious. You're putting together a DVD that's hopefully going to educate us all, Ralph, and tell us how we can undo this stuff.
Well, I'm trying. There's a lot of people selling a lot of things, and I'm not denigrating the people that are trying to do this because we're all trying to – most of us out there are trying to get our republic back, constitutional
right.
republic.
Right.
I wanted to wait until I could actually get a clear example of it, and just because you don't win in a case doesn't mean that you're not right. But I like to have absolutely conclusive evidence. I can now prove I see the big picture. It's like a game of chess. You can't play a game of chess until you get above it and look at all the different pieces and figure out how they can move and when they move.
Right.
I know now how they got it away from us, so I'm trying to get this together. And the root of the poisonous tree is just like in V for Vendetta. Look in the mirror. They wanted you compliant and complacent, and because of fear, you signed up. And we do not understand. We have inalienable rights. Congress is not the grantor. Our creator is, and it's the creator's colorblind. We all got them. The only problem is we've got to learn what they are, be able to articulate them, and start depopulating these pirate ships, and just like this child custody, start going, I want an independent judge. You're bought and paid for. Go in with the cooperative agreements, with documents, with proof. You are a corrupt, sir. You're bought and paid for.
Okay. Well, thank you. Listen, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. You're very informative, very intelligent, and I can't wait to see that DVD, Ralph. So, again, I appreciate you immensely. All right.
Okay, well, thanks for having me on.
You bet. Michael Herzog with the American Awakening. This is Friday afternoon. I will see you Tuesday. Don Nikoloff will be replacing me Monday with his guest, Don Harkins. And stay tuned for the National Intel Report with the great John Stadtmiller. I paid a price.